Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair said he came to Sierra Leone to follow up on his initiatives to help the country.
This is all part of the initiative we have here in Sierra Leone, working alongside the President and his team to support them in their work and their priorities. Some of those priorities are to do with healthcare, some to do with agriculture, energy, and of course investment and business. And we want more businesses to come into Sierra Leone, to base themselves here, to create jobs, to create hope for people, because we need to get the living standards of the country lifted.
Mr. Blair told investors the time is right to explore Africa.
My message is come and invest, but do so in a good way, in a way that helps the development of the country. So, you know, that investment's got to be open and transparent and proper, but actually there are fantastic opportunities here. And this is part of what's happening in Africa more generally today. You know, you're seeing this everywhere in Africa right now. There's a buzz about it and an energy. And we've got to convert that into practical business and jobs and development.
The former British Prime Minister said he is also looking at ways the religious community can join in the fight against malaria.
My other charitable foundation is about religious interfaith. And what we're doing there is meeting the representatives of the Christian Muslim faith communities. And this is part of a project where we fight malaria by mobilizing the resources and the infrastructure of the faith community so that people know how to tackle malaria, how to use the bed nets that are made available to them, how to take the right drugs, how to seek the most appropriate treatment. And because, you know, the provision of healthcare is obviously very patchy around the country, but there's many churches, many mosques, so we've got a situation where we're training what we call the malaria faith ambassadors, who are the leaders of their faith community. They are then going to train another 50 champions in their local community, who are their congregation, to go out, and each one of those is trying to get 20 families. So the idea is you spread this out. We hope to reach somewhere in the region of 70,000 families through this. And this is, we're going to trial this here in Sierra Leone. If it works, then we can start expanding this in different parts of Africa and here also.
Mr. Blair, who is a Christian, admitted to reading verses of the Quran. Questioned about the recent bombings in Abuja, Nigeria, Mr. Blair says growing extremism must be addressed.
Well, I was in Abuja a couple of days ago myself. I'm very sorry for the people there. Extend every sympathy to the country and to the people affected. But I'm afraid this extremism is here in many parts of the world, and we've got to face up to it, we've got to deal with it.
Before leaving, Mr. Blair visited a nearly $4 million juice factory in the country's first special economic zone near Freetown. For VOA Africa, I'm Kelvin Lewis, reporting from Freetown, Sierra Leone.